Okay, so we'll start the share. So let's just give a few examples of things that we'll talk about. There's this Indian of Lashon Hara, L'ta'eles, which means that there are examples where it's very important. A person faced with this, with a very difficult situation. On the one hand, we know that there's an issue of Lashon Hara. You're not supposed to speak negatively about anybody. And Lashon Hara doesn't just mean anything negative. It means, doesn't just mean anything negative. It means anything which should cause someone damage, cause someone nezek. So it's not just you say, well, you know, he has an ugly nose. I mean, that's not Lashon Hara only. Lashon Hara is anything which can cause someone some sort of nezek or damage. So therefore, on the one hand, a person can be faced with this is one issue. Lashon Hara, you know, the Indian of the Chaymer of the Lava Lashon Hara. On the other hand, there is a mitzvah in the Torah, a loisase, of loisamer adam reyacha. The person is not allowed to see if he sees that his friend is drowning. He's not allowed to turn the other way and let them drown. He's supposed to save his life. And the Chafetz Chaim proves from many places, the mitzvah Shavas Aveda, other inyanim, that the inyan of loisamer adam reyacha goes on other inyanim as well, not just his life. But if he'll get damaged in any way, if it's going to be nizik in any way, that to save someone from a potential hezek, saving someone from some sort of potential damage, is also goes into leisamen adam reyacha. So if you have an opportunity to protect someone from a tsar, to protect someone from hezek, and you don't, so then you're over on the lav of leisamen adam reyacha. So now a person is often faced with this type of challenge. What happens when, on the one hand, I'm able to save someone from a potential damage. On the other hand, to do so, I would have to be doing Lashon Hara. There's a Pischei Tshuva. I think it's in Or HaChaim, but I don't know where the Sefer Pischei Tshuva in Or HaChaim is. But he says the following. He says, Re'isi lahaskir poi. Asher kol ha-sifrei Musar, he'ishu ha'olam al oven Lashon Hara. Everyone makes a big deal about Lashon Hara. Va'anoichi marish ha'olam lehepech. And I have to tell people the opposite. Oven godom izeh. Bu'ugam matzui. There's an equal chaymer to someone who could speak and doesn't. So it's not just enough to be machmer one way. I'm not going to say. Being machmer on not saying is being makel on saving the other person. Being makel, machmer on saving the other person is being makel on Lashon Hara. And therefore, a person really has to know exactly how to proceed. So let's give a few examples, Samra, and then we'll learn a little bit the sugya. And just try to come out some guidelines for halacha l'maisa. Just before we start, I wanted to thank Rabbi Peled, who was admiring me to give the shir on Shavuos in the shul, and Kaz in the shul there. And then after that, people kept on asking more questions, and I saw this pretty relevant topic. So that was to give the shir. And also, thank you to Isaac Spaznik for printing the booklets in his office. Okay, so let's just give some examples. Most of these examples, almost all of them, are shilas that actually someone asked myself or another Rav, and that Rav shared the shila with me. These are all real shilas. Somebody had a child at a playgroup, babysitter, and they felt that particular babysitter, that particular playgroup, Mora, didn't have sufficient supervision for her taste. That the kids were sometimes outside in the backyard by themselves or whatever, and she felt like it wasn't sufficient supervision. And now someone else is calling her to find out, you know, where was your child last year? Oh, okay, so would you recommend that I send my child to that playgroup? So she wants to know, is she allowed to tell the inquirer, the person looking into the playgroup, you know, what she feels, that she actually doesn't feel that there's sufficient supervision and she wouldn't be so comfortable sending back another child there. Now, I don't know if it's like a pikuach nefesh, not safe, you know, but it's just some sort of concern that they have. And not love dafka, other people would have that concern, but that was her concern. Another shayla, just recently, someone asked, they had a mover come, to the house. The mover came and they gave them an estimate. And then they came to the house to make the move, to do the move. They looked around and said, no, you didn't tell me about this box. You didn't tell me about this bookcase. You didn't tell me about this, that. I told you $5,000. Now this move is $6,500. Whatever the number was. So the customer gets all annoyed and frustrated. What is this? You already told me the price. Back, forth. And then the mover says, I can't do it for less. They leave. And now the person's stuck. They don't have a place to go. They don't have a place to stay. They're in between. Okay. So now they want to know, are they allowed to either tell people or post a negative review about this moving company? Obviously, we're talking about two yidden over here. So are you allowed to post a negative review about this moving company? You had a bad experience. Were you allowed to post a negative review about this moving company? Someone goes to a restaurant. They have to wait for an hour for their food. So they want to, matzo klal yisrael bittel Torah. They have to wait there for an hour for the food. So they want to post a negative review on this particular restaurant. You know, people shouldn't go there. Can you warn a parent that one of his son's friends is a negative influence? So, you know, I see that your son is befriending another boy, and that particular kid, let's say Ketana, and Chofetz Chaim says Lashon Rabbah Ketana, but let's say it's a gadol. So would I be allowed to tell the parent to protect the child from that case, that influence? Can a teacher share information about another child at a teacher meeting in front of a lot of other teachers, the teacher meeting, and there's, something comes up about a specific child. A child tells a parent about something that a teacher did. And the parent is all, upset what the teacher did. And the parent wants to call other parents and say, what's your experience with this teacher? What's the story? What's going on? Did you hear what the teacher did? Are you allowed to do that? And then there's all the ones that come up all the time, all over again, which is shidduchim information. People call up and you have information you could share with shidduchim business, which comes up in two ways. Someone wants to go into business with, Reuben wants to go into business with Shimon, and you know information about Shimon that would be important for Reuben to know. And you want to protect Reuben from going into that business deal. So are you allowed to tell him? And second of all, if Reuben already went into the business deal with Shimon, and now you didn't know about it, and now you have information for Shimon, can you share that with Reuben after they already went into the business? And also, someone asks you if it's a good idea to lend, Reuben asks you, is it a good idea to lend Shimon money? And you happen to know that it may not be the best idea to lend Shimon money. So, these are all real questions. I'm sure there's a lot more than those questions that come up. Okay. So there's a few hakdamas before we can get into dealing with the shaila. There's a few hakdamas that we need in order to deal with the questions. Number one is that, like we said, the Chofetz Chaim teaches us that there is a mitzvah to save someone from damage by any sort of potential hezek. It goes into l'samon adam reyacha. Now, he also says that a person is permitted to say lashon hara l'to'elas. So that means if there is a benefit, if there's to'elas in saying the lashon hara, a person is permitted to say the lashon hara, provided that it's done with to'elas. And not only that, he's mechuyev to do so. That's the Chofetz Chaim's shita. Now, what's the pshat in that heter? Why is that? Is it because chayecha koydmin? You're allowed to save someone. Why would this be mutar? Why should this be mutar? So the Archaim Kodesh actually says it's meduik in the pasuk, because the pasuk says in Kedoshim that leselach rachel ba'amecha leisamon adam reyach. It's in the same pasuk. So the Archaim says, why is it in the same pasuk? To tell you that leselach rachel ba'amecha is alav, leisamon adam reyach is alav. But when you're going to be over leisamon adam reyach, don't worry about leselach rachel ba'amecha. Don't. If you have leisamon, then you shouldn't be too machmir on the leselach rachel. He says it's meduik in the pasuk like that, but. Why would it be that just to make a benefit, just to benefit someone or yourself or whatever, you're allowed to say lashon hara? You're not allowed to do other lavim just to save someone or save yourself. As a matter of fact, even lashon hara itself, the Chofetz Chaim paskins, that if a person is faced with a situation that they would have to lose their job or say lashon hara, They're not allowed to say Lashon Hara. So if your boss comes over to you and says, I heard there's something going on in the office next door. Sounds very interesting. What's going on over there? And you say, yeah, it's none of your business. I mean, it's Lashon Hara. I can't. It's Lashon Hara. So the guy starts getting agitated. And then the boss tells you, well, if you don't, I'm very curious. I want to know what's going on. And you start getting into this fight. And he says, if you don't tell me what's going on, I'm going to fire you. So Chatzkan says, if you tell you that you're going to fire you if you don't eat chazer, you can't eat chazer. You got to lose your job. You have to lose all your money, not to be over a single lav in the Torah. So who adin, you're not allowed to be over Lashon Hara to save yourself your job. So you're not allowed to just say Lashon Hara because there's a bet, you know, you gain something from saying Lashon Hara. So why would you be allowed to say Lashon Hara to Ellis? That's number one. Number two is, if you look in the Hagdama, the Rav Nissim Karelitz asks, if you look in the Hagdama to the Chafetz Chaim, he says that a person can be over many, many lavim when he says Lashon Hara. If he says it about a Yosim, he's over Lesanim. If he says about his parents, he's over Kibbut Avim. He says it about a Ger, he's over Aftas a Ger. He says it about someone he hates, let's just also Chich Bova. You can be over 16 lavim every time a person has Lashon Hara. Or up to. So, Afrektu Nissim Karelitz, even if there's at this Lashon Hara for the on the love of Lashon Hara, what about all the other lavim that you could be over? So on this is a very big yisoid from Rabbi Chanan in Kovetz Aris in Siman Ein. He says over there a yisoid that these lavim of Benam Chaveray is all taught in the kavana. If the kavana of the person when they're doing this is to be mazik someone, or to pain someone, or to be megana someone, to insult someone, that's the ishtar Lashon Hara. And that's the ishtar of Einoas Dvarin, is you're paining someone. But if your kavana when you're doing it is that you're doing it to help someone, so it's not a mice of gnus. It's not a negative action. It's in the ben adam lachavera. You're doing something positive. You're not doing something negative. And therefore, since what you're doing is a positive act, you're not over the lav of any of the isurim of ben adam lachavera. He says l'sisa sachicha b'lavavacha. But if the person is an avarian, you're allowed to be soyne then. You're allowed to hate someone that does avaris. So why? Because it's important. It's positive. You're allowed to do it. It says to give mussar, even if you're going to embarrass someone. Because your mutter, he says, even lahalben pnei chaver b'rabin, you're allowed to. It's his chiddush. Im lechazer boy achrei shechicha b'seis. So you try it other ways. Mutter, you're allowed to do it. V'harai all the neviim did that. Anyway, so he says it's not just Lashon Hara. There's a klal in all ben al chaveroi that a person is allowed when their kavana is positive, when the kavana is to be helpful and not to be mazik anybody. There is no lav of these ben al chaveroi lavim, and in the middle, all the lavim would fall off.
Yeah. A lot of damage can be done with your right kavanas to be able to.
There has to be that it's takato else also. Not just be mechavet.
Okay, so
tzatzas by not saying it also. So if your kavana is a ta'alas and you're doing a ta'alas, then you can't just be mechavim ta'alas if you're not doing ta'alas. But if you're mechavim ta'alas and you do it and you're accomplishing something, then not only are you allowed to say it if there's a ta'alas.
I think what he's asking is, let's say collateral damage is much more than
No, it's not Lashon Hara. It's not a dechia. The point is, it's not a dechia. It's not that I'm doing the law of Lashon Hara because it's a benefit that weighs it. That is, if a person is doing it to Ellis, it's not the law of Lashon Hara b'chlal. The law is only a mice of gnus. If you're not doing a mice of gnus, then it's not Lashon Hara b'chlal. Obviously, we have to get into the protein. I'm saying is that the point is that the concept that we're talking about, that you're bechlav, that you're allowed to do it, the mechanics, the lumdis is because it's not a mice of gnus bechlav. It's not a mice of Lashon Hara. So Lashon Hara has to do with what are you doing? If I can define my action as a positive mice, so it's not a mice of Lashon Hara bechlav.
The
no, that's a problem. That's a problem. That's the Chafetz Chaim is going to say. That's why Kavana plays such a big role over here. That's why Kavana plays such a big role over here, because if you will accomplish a Toalas, but your Kavana is not for that. So yeah, you need that, but you need both. Yeah, you need both. You need that it's there is a Toalas and you're being Mechavil Toalas. So this is one of the conditions. The Chafetz Chaim says you have to mechavim l'tolos, like you said, you have to mechavim l'tolos. That's why, by the way, that if a person often will And if a person sometimes will feel that the best way to get the information is from the person who, if a person wants to find out an information about a shidduch, maybe the best way to get the information is from the person that just broke up the shidduch with them right beforehand. Right? They just broke off a shidduch, so now I'll get all the information I need. So the problem is that the person telling you information is not doing it for your to'elus. The person telling you the information is doing it because they have bad blood with this other with the person. So mamela, if they're a soine, then you're not allowed to ask them because you're being lifted iver on their issa. So it has to be that the person that's going to be saying it is saying it with the kavanah of to'elus 100%. We'll get into other nafkaminas of this, but this is what he starts off with. Okay. Now, also, so two things to keep in mind. Therefore, is that you should only share the information if you know that your information is going to be a to'elus. That means if you know that the information is going to change their mind. So let's say you have some information about a shidduch, but you know they're so bought into this shidduch that you could tell them the information that you know, but they're not going to break up the shidduch anyway. So then you're mechaven to'elus, but there is no to'elus because nothing's going to change anyway. So, and this is often the case, you know, people like tend to overlook things that they want to overlook. That if they want to overlook it, they're going to overlook it. So if you know that the people are so convinced about the business or the shutfis or the shidduch or whatever, that the information you give is not going to change their mind, you're not allowed to give them the information. There's no to'elus. No, but there's no to'elus. There's no to'elus. Oh, if that's such a thing. But let's say the person is sick. So they're going to do the shidduch, they're not going to do the shidduch. And you know they're going to do the shidduch. So are they going to make a get out tonight? So,
what about to protect yourself later on? I mean, this is a real common scenario. They're not going to listen, but if I don't tell them, and they find out later, they're going to have a time on me. What? I don't understand why I
there's a big shadow in Achorinim. There's a big shadow in Achorinim. What about a suffix to Ellis? A suffix, I don't know, suffix to Ellis. So now, on the one hand, suffix to Ellis, so on the one hand, he says it's a cheskes iser. It's a cheskes iser, you're not allowed to say Lashon Hara, but there's also maybe a suffix of Lashon Hara.
Why is
it
cheskes iser? Because
it has to be, I don't know, yeah. Yeah, okay, I'm not sure. But anyway, he says, Lemaisa, if you look in the Haggah, in the Chafetz Chaim over there, it sounds like what he ends up saying by Safek To'elus is that there's no mitzvah to say, but you're allowed to say it. The mitzvah has to do with the Hatzalah, so there's no Hatzalah. There's no Maisa Hatzalah. So no, if I...
You don't know what
we're going to talk about. Yeah, okay, but like his case, right. They're going to come back to you, you know. Safek To'elus is different. Now, when a person is asking information from somebody, let's go to the person asking information for a minute. The person is asking information. So the halacha, so first of all, we said you have to know who to ask from. You cannot ask from somebody that their answer is going to be Lashon Hara because their answer is not going to be Kavanah to'elus. So therefore, you have to make sure they're not asking a soine and as someone that has a bad experience specifically with this person. That's number one. Second of all, the Chafetz Chaim says a very important thing. So you're not allowed to ask somebody for information. You really want it for to'elus. You want to go into business with someone. But you don't want to tell the whole world that you're going into business with this guy because it's not known. You just want to keep it quiet. But you need to get the information. So you're going to tell somebody, you're going to just try to schmooze with someone. Yeah, schmooze, and derech agav, bring in, you know, what do you hold about this guy, and whatever it is. And lemaisa, you don't want to say that it's for a shidduch or for it's for business. You just want to get the information without saying it. Chafetz Chaim says that's also. And the answer for that is simple. Is because by you not revealing the fact that the information you're looking for is the to'elus, so the person that's saying it is not saying it with to'elus. So now the Chafetz Chaim says, either it's possible that his mom is being over Lashon Hara, because even if there is a to'elus, but since he's not being mechaven to'elus, so it could be his mom is doing Lashon Hara. So you're doing with an Avram Lashon Hara, so you definitely cannot ask him Right? You're putting a stumbling block in front of him. You're asking him a question. Now his response will be lashon hara because he's not, his kavan is not for ta'alas, but he doesn't know that you need it for ta'alas. But then the Chafetz Chaim says, even if you'll tell me that it's not like that, but he says there's a Gemara that says a mechavin lacho basar chazir v'alo biyado basar tleh. Hazir is a tzarach kapar. It means if someone tried to do an avera, they thought this thing was treif meat, and they're, you know, I'm finally, that's it. I just need to eat this treif meat. He eats it. Says, you know, treif meat doesn't taste that much better than kosher anyway, after all. And he finds out it was kosher meat the whole time. So he lemaisa was mechavin for an avera, but he didn't do an avera. Hazir is a tzarach kapar. Hashem yislach lo, the Gemara says. So Hazir is a tzarach kapar. So Memela, he says that this person was trying to say Lashon Hara. He ended up saying it to Alas. So maybe it's not Lashon Hara Mamish, but it's definitely an Avera. It's definitely Tzarach Kapara. And by you asking him, you're doing with Ne'iver on him doing that Avera that he tried to do without doing it.
But
so,
you don't have to tell about the news. You can say, I need to know about this guy. What is it? I don't have to tell him the business. I'm doing
it. Okay. That's right. It happens to be that his youngest child is 3 years old. Yeah, his oldest kid's 3. So okay, fine. So, but you have to tell him that there's a ta'alas involved. This is very common because people very often will try to I did see something that you're asking. What about the other way around? If what was the child exactly? Yeah, if what happens if you say it's a tellus and really it's not. So he's not mechavim to tellus at all, but nicely he didn't accomplish the tellus, but I don't know if he did Navera. So in the Sefer over here they bring down from Rabbi Baruch Ganachowski that he says not Lashon Hara. And therefore you're not Rabbi Shmias Lashon Hara because you didn't hear Lashon Hara because he was mechavim to tellus. Anyway, but what? No, because maybe he has a tzad that if he's mecham to us that, and he thinks there's a to us, then that's enough because the etzem sipur is not called divrei gnai. Okay, one other. Oh, that's a big problem. We're gonna get to that. Okay, so now it's like this. Okay, one other hakdama. This is all still the hakdama. Okay, so one more hakdama. The hakdama is that. Anytime someone tells you Lashon Hara, let's say they experience the story firsthand. They have a story, and whatever it is, someone comes and tells you Lashon Hara. So the Gemara in Nida, which is the very first source in the booklet, so if we look at the first Gemara there, so the Gemara over there brings the Maisa with Gedali ben Achikam. So Gedali ben Achikam was the only remnant left of the Kihi, of the Tzibor in Eretz Yisrael. And Gedali ben Achikam was protecting the Tzibor in Eretz Yisrael. And Mishmo ben Asanya came and he ended up killing Gedalia. Now, how did that happen? Because Mishmo ben Asanya came in as a friend of Gedalia's and then he ended up killing him. Now, Gedalia got a warning from Yochanan ben Kereach. He was warned by Yochanan ben Kereach that you should know Yishmael ben Asanya is out to get you. And he's going to kill you if he can, and kill all the people around you. But Yishmael, but Gedalia didn't want to believe that Lashon Hara. He didn't want to believe the Lashon Hara about Yishmael ben Asanya. And he let him in. In the end, Yishmael ben Asanya killed Gedalia. Okay, so the Gemara here says like this. V'habor, it's marked in the page 1, page 2, it's numbered as page 2. V'habor asher hishlich sham Yishmael, it's called Pigre Anashim asher hika biyad Gedalia. It says that Yishmael found a bar, and he put all the bodies into that bar. And it says, all the bodies that Shehika biyad Gedalia, that he killed together with Gedalia. V'chi Gedalia hargan v'alo Yishmael hargan. Gedalia didn't kill them, it was Yishmael. Ela, mitoyel shayeloi lochush, la'atas yechan mekerech v'loi chosh, ma'le alav akosav kilo hargan. So Gemara says, he should have been choshesh, he should have been careful, he should with the information that he got from Yechan ben Kereach, and since he didn't, it's as if the tragedy that happened was his fault. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, Hai Lishnabisha, we learn from here that Lashon Hara, Afa Pidi L'Kubuli L'Miboy, even though you're not allowed to be Makabal, you're not allowed to believe the Lashon Hara, Mechash L'Miboy, you have to be Choshish for it. So, this is another cloud to be mocked in. If a person hears Lashon Hara, when they hear the Lashon Hara, they are not allowed to believe the Lashon Hara. And why? Because the person has a cheskes kashus. The person that's being spoken about has a cheskes kashus. Until now, we assumed they were kosher, they were tzaddikim, they never did this problem. And therefore, the fact that one aid out of Beis Din or whatever, there's no two aidim, it's Lashon Hara, that comes to you and says information, that's not moitzi him from his chazak. So he remains as a kosher yid. So therefore, anything, any chiv that you have towards him, anything that you cannot be mazik him in any way. And the Chafetz Chaim says, not only can't be mazik him, any chiv that you have towards him, you cannot change that chiv either. So for example, he says, the Chafetz Chaim, let's say you have a poor person, and there's someone coming over to you, and in the community, a poor person, and they have a chazaka that they deserve to get stuck on. And now someone comes over to you and says, this guy is a faker, or whatever, this guy is dishonest, or this guy, whatever. So he says that you don't have to do business with him, you know. But Lamaisa, that's not enough to be moitzim from his chazaka, and therefore it's not enough to pater you from your chiv. And therefore you have to continue giving him what tzedakah. So he says that doesn't go into lochush. Lochush means that only to be moinea you from hezek. Only thing that lochush means is that you can't, nothing to, you cannot affect him or change that person's status at all. All it means is that you're allowed to protect yourself from hezek. Whatever this person can be mazik you. But the fact is, it can't change his status. So since his status is an ani, and he's cheskes kashus, so you have to not only you can't believe it, you have to continue acting with him the way you would have acted with him before this. But if it's going to be mazik you don't have to invite him to your house, and he's going to walk away with your life there. I mean, you can protect yourself, but you're not allowed to believe it in any way. That's the Chafetz Chaim says. Now Tosfos over here adds on.
My
Yes, so lachosh in the stomach means you're allowed to continue checking into it in the stomach. Now the Tosfos over here says in the last line of the Tosfos where it's underlined, it says lachosh l'lashon hara l'haminoi l'gabe zeh. You're allowed to believe it regarding this issue. She yizar shel yavali dehefsid v'loy l'acher. So Tosfos adds on that you're allowed to protect yourself and other people with information that you have. So information that you have, you're allowed to protect yourself from getting damaged, and you're allowed to protect other people from getting damaged. I mean, even though you didn't verify it, but you're allowed to protect other people and yourself with information that you have as Lashon Hara, or you received as Lashon Hara. Okay, but again, you cannot believe it. So someone asked a question that let's say you have information about somebody. Now, someone calls you for a shidduch, and you have information that's relevant to the shidduch. So if by you giving them the information, they're going to be choshish for it, then you're allowed to give them information. But if they're going to end up believing it, then the Chafetz Chaim says it could be you're not allowed to give it to them, because now they're going to misuse that information, and you're being listening to Iver on Kabbalah Lashon Hara. So therefore, and there's no heter for that, because even if they hear it, and they have a to'elis in hearing it, their to'elis is to protect themselves, but their to'elis is not to believe it. So therefore, not only they're not allowed to believe it, you're not allowed to tell it to somebody that their nature is to believe everything they hear or whatever.
Even if you qualify it by saying, however, you should look into this and verify it.
Yeah. I'm saying, okay, you have to be careful. I'm saying it.
I'm saying, if you say it that way.
Okay, so you have to do what you have to be sure that after the end of the conversation, he's choshish for it and he doesn't believe it. However, you're going to go about that. I'm just saying. So you have to know that you have to assume at least.
You still have to do it in a sense of doubt. You can't say with a
100%.
You can't say with a sense of doubt.
Oh, 100% not. Right, that's what we're going to get to now. How do you know it? Let's see. So this really depends on how you know the information. Now, this is the Hakdamas, okay? So we were mocked him that there's a heter of Lashon Hara to Elas, whatever the pshat is in that. We mocked him that what the responsibility of the person asking, that he has to ask in a way that he knows he's going to get the information that he needs from the people that are allowed to give it to him. And then finally, in general, what you're allowed to do with Lashon Hara, with information that you receive, you're not allowed to believe it, but you're allowed to be makabel the Lashon Hara. Okay, and the Chafetz Chaim says, by the way, that it's not even chala safik. It's not even, the chazaka of the kashas of the guy is so strong that it's not even chala safik. There's not even a safik on it, not even a doubt. It's just that I'm allowed to take a precaution. Like my Rebbe in Pesach used to say, says, like, you go into a car, you put on a seatbelt. Do you have a tzad that you're going to get into an accident? You have no safik, you get into an accident. You have a safik, you get into an accident, you won't go in the car. So, if you don't think you get into an accident, so why put on a seatbelt? And if you do think, why get in the car? So the answer is, I don't have a suffix. But my son, I'm taking a precaution, and you know, I'm putting on the seatbelt. So the Lashon Hara that you heard is not even a suffix. I don't even have a tzad that it's true. Because he has chaskas kashas, but I'm allowed to protect myself and do what I need to do to protect myself. Okay. So now, let's see how the Chafetz Chaim says, and as we go along, we'll try to go back to some of the examples that we started with, to try to break down and the different examples and how they play out in the different Tanoim that there are in Lashon Hara. So the Chafetz Chaim, which is on page 4 in the booklet, so he goes like this, he starts off, Im Echad Ra Adam Sha'asa Avla L'Chaveira. So you saw someone do something wrong to someone else. So Reuven damaged Shimon. And maybe Reuven doesn't know that Shimon damaged him. And he did other sorts of tzaras to him. And now you want to help Reuven recoup his loss. That's his example. But the truth is, that's just the example he talks about here in Hilchos Rechilos. The way he says the Shaila is a little bit different. Is that you, more common is you see someone, you see that someone wants to go into business with someone else, and you want to protect Reuven from going into business with this Shimon Echad Bimazgi. So what he says, you're allowed to say Lashon Hara to us, like we said, but there are 7 conditions. Right? So the guy calls you up, and he says, let me get my Chafetz Chaim out, a checklist, 7 conditions. Okay, so now, what are the 7 conditions? Number one, Sheyire ze adavar ba'atzmoy, v'loya yidei shmiya me'acher. Im loishin is bar lach agash adavar. This is a very complicated one. To try to explain this is very, really complicated, but let's see if we can figure this out. He says here that you have to know the information firsthand. You have to know the information firsthand. He has a couple of rayas to it. One raya is because the whole heter is from Eid Echad and Beis Din, so an Eid can't be made on something that he thinks. He's got to know it firsthand. Okay, so something I know firsthand, I'm out of share. I just think, and that, you know, if you don't know it, you're not allowed to share. Now, the problem is that 90% of the time, that's not true. Right, that's not so realistic, right? So a person calls you up, should I lend money to Pliny? And you know that Pliny has a bad reputation. Now you don't know. I mean, no one really, all you heard from other people. You never heard from 2 Adam and Beis Din that this guy is a thief. So you never lent him money either to know that he never paid you back. So you heard, but you have a reputation. So you have a shmiah. Now, I mean, the shmiah that you have, what right does that give you? Are you allowed to believe it? No. You're only allowed to be choshish. So, Frekta Chavetz Chaim, he says, if you look in Hey on the bottom, on the bottom of page 5, so in Ois Hey, he says, De'aloi al hashmiya ein le'irak lochush. Because if I only heard the Lashon Hara, I'm only allowed to be choshish. V'imkein eich yelech v'yisapar zelachim begedev vada. So how am I allowed to go ahead now and share it with other people? Begedev vada. So he says, I'm not allowed to go tell the person that this happened. Okay, now the shaila is so. Therefore, if you don't know for sure, you can't tell the guy's a thief. You can't say that. I don't know. I don't know that. And even though the guy was like, "Would you lend him money?" I wouldn't lend him money because I'm cautious. I can't tell you he's a thief. So now the problem is that we saw Tosfos. Tosfos in Nida said that you're allowed to protect yourself or others. So on the one hand, I can't tell the other guy. But on the other hand, so now, the big shaila in the Achronim is, are you allowed to say it, begeder shamati? No, it's not begeder vada. So are you allowed to say, I heard this? So the teretz to that is, that in Rechilos, he says over there, that begeder shamati, to say that I heard it, is allowed, as long as it's going to end up being that the other person is also only being chayshish for it. Okay, like we said before. So that goes back to your question. So you're allowed to say, I heard this, be careful, and let the other person be choshish for it. However, he says, this is where it comes very negeah. That's only if what's going to end up happening in the end is a chshash ve'alma. But if what's going to end up happening in the end is a nezek to the person you're speaking about, that's a problem. So for example, this is where it would be a big nafkamina between if they are already in the partnership, or they're about to be in a partnership. If they're about to go into the shutzvis, so you could say, look, I heard that this guy's not so honest, I would advise that you stay out of the partnership. Why? Because when he hears that information, he's going to be choshish to it, just like you would be choshish to it. So I don't have to go into it, I can protect myself, and I'm allowed to help someone else protect themselves. But they're already in the partnership. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell them Lashon Hara. What's he going to do? He's going to try to break out of it right away. He doesn't have enough halachic basis to break out of it right away. And the person that's going to be that's being spoken about is getting a hezek out of this. He's getting damaged. And therefore, just so you wouldn't be allowed to damage him, you're not allowed to help someone else damage him either. So therefore, Chafetz Chaim says, in that case, it's not so poshut that you'll be allowed to say it at all. Yeah, because now he's getting... I'm not mechuyev to go into business with that whole world. So I'm allowed to be choshish. But if I'm in a business with you, I am mechuyev to stay in the business. And I can't just back out. So now that person's gonna get hezek. So if that person's gonna get hezek, so the so it depends. If they're already in the business, so then you have to know. The Chafetz Chaim says you have to know what the nature of the person is. If the person who hears the information is gonna pull out of the business, you're not allowed to tell. If the person that's in the business is gonna say, okay, fine, thank you for the information. I'll make sure that there will be an Isser Yichud with him in the cash register. So then, fine. So. Lie. I don't know. You don't know. You're allowed to be. You don't know anything. You just heard something that you're allowed to be chayshish for. I don't know anything.
But you heard it with Derek Isser, right? If you just heard things about Alma, then how can you ever even...
Okay, in a Hanami, I heard it. But is it... I heard it. I heard it. If you know, now that's much more complicated because still, that's a little more... No. Because he's still only allowed to be lachish for it. If you tell him, unless he has two edim in Beis Din. So lachish only means that he has to stay in the business, but he's allowed to protect himself now. So you could tell him, look, put security cameras in. But he's not allowed to do something that he wouldn't be allowed to do in Beis Din. So he can't break out of the partnership.
So how does anyone ever tell
him? Before the business deal.
No, then what's on the business
deal? So you only if the way that they're going to, or if it's so bad that they have a right to break out of it.
Right,
he stole. But doesn't mean he stole from him.
No.
Okay, so then if you don't know that he stole from him, he doesn't have a right to break out of the business.
So I know someone in business, and I know this guy's taken for everything. He did it to me. A month ago.
Okay.
You can't say anything.
It depends what the other guy's response will be. If the other guy's response...
We'll be a break.
So then you're not allowed to. Unless you know... Unless... It doesn't make a difference.
Isn't there a guess there if you know the first hand of that?
Yeah, and by the way, we're going to see that. Because if you're the subject of the thing, it could be you're not mechavel to tell us. You're not allowed to say anyway. Okay. But we'll see that. Okay, this is what the Chafetz Chaim says, and then again, shidduch also. Two people are in a shidduch. If they're about to go in the shidduch, you have information that's relevant, you can be choshish. But if they're in the shidduch, it has to be that you have enough information that al pi halacha, they're allowed to break the shidduch. They're just going to get a bad feeling now, and they're going to break the shidduch.
Even if there would be enough information that he break up the shidduch, I can't tell him because he's going to be a halacha, and he can't break up.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Correct. Once you're there, then it's much more chomer. Right. You have to know. The Chavetz Chaim is a little misopic. If you have enough information, if you know firsthand information that if he would know it, he has halachadik status, halachadik rights to break off the partnership, and you're mehem kebe trey to him. You're very, very close friends with him, not just some guy, then maybe the person has rights to break it, and therefore you'll be allowed to share with him. But you have to work it out. It's not so posh. That case, that particular case, where you know firsthand, and it's enough information to break the partnership,
and he will do that,
the Chafetz Chaim says, possibly it's correct, but he says, I didn't even write it in the top, I only wrote it in the bottom, because to have that case is very unlikely, and you're not a dayan, you don't know that it's really enough information to break the shidduch, to break the partnership. So therefore, it's not so posh b'chol in that case. Okay, now, what I'm telling you right now is after a lot of work of figuring out, you're not going to see it. It's a stira in the, it's complicated, but this is what comes out, according to Achranim, this is what comes out from the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, so that's why we were mocked in the whole Indian of Lachush. You have to know the difference between Lachush and taking information, for sure. Okay. That's number one. So again, if you only heard the information, then you're only allowed to be choshish for it. So you're allowed to share it with someone that also will be choshish for it, but you're not allowed to share it with somebody that will do more than to be choshish for that information. And that's why the Chafetz Chaim said, "Begeder vaday," like you said. Okay, that's number one tonight. So we got through one out of the seven. Okay. So now, this is the first condition. What? Who's not going to be? Oh. Are you allowed to say it to someone that's not to else for him, but you want to say it to him so that he will get back to? I don't know. I'm not sure. But okay. Number, maybe it's the favor on the Sipur Lashon Hara, I don't know. Number two. She yizar me'oid. She'll yachle to take if it's a inyan, but that is number base, the second condition. That he says you cannot decide that it's gazelle or that he did something. So you saw someone going into someone's pocket, take out a $100 bill. Now all of a sudden this guy's a ganef. How do you don't know the story? Maybe he owes him money. Maybe he told him to come take it from me. You don't know the story. So until you know the psak halacha, you can't say anything. So let's say, for example, our case with the mover. So the mover came in and he gave him a bid for $5,000. Now he comes in and he says, "No, all this stuff. I didn't see that book. Because I didn't see the upstairs. You didn't show me this closet. This that. No, $6,500. So now and." Now the customer wants to go and put a negative review. That was the shayla, right? So this customer, he's not a dayan. He has no idea. Maybe al pi halacha, the mover was right. So if al pi halacha, the mover is correct, so the avarian is the customer. What are you telling the guy to? He did nothing wrong. You came in. You didn't show him all this stuff. And now he wants more money. Of course, you should get more money. So if you're not a dayan and you have no idea if you're right or wrong. So you can't pask in the shayla, like the Chafetz Chaim says in the bottom, in Vav. What's the source for this? Poshut. Kima me'oy tzach lizar. Haroy tzaliyah is dying la'atzmei. La'atu la'nafshay. Halav de lashon hara. So how do you know? And he says, because the likelihood that you actually saw a straight out geneva, and you don't know the story, you're always seeing a little bit of the story. So me'la, unless you know, bevadai, that the guy is wrong, you're not allowed to say the lashon hara.
Okay. Let's say I want to write a review now.
If you were sure that he was right, then maybe you would never. What?
I know that you're not a good customer service. That's experience.
But if he didn't. What?
Right. What about the same?
What's
Suffolk? In other words, look.
Right.
I don't know what the halakha is. I'm just telling you that this is what happened.
Why is it Nogea? It's not Nogea anything.
It might be exactly.
It's not enough. That's the whole point. Might be is not enough. You have to know that he's right. The Chafetz Chaim even says on the bottom, it's underlined in page 6, he says again, Ki lama yadin zesh alashanar garua yoysi mishar dvam sheyesh lam cheskes isser. This is a cheskes isser. You're not allowed to say it. You need to know for sure that you have a heter. You don't have a heter to say. Now, are you saying maybe, since you mecham will tell us that's enough to mefkir the cheftar the lashanar? Yeah, but I guess you have to know that he's wrong. Yeah. Okay, fine. Right. Okay, good. Right, that's correct also. But I'm just saying, Bechlal, you don't know he's wrong to begin with, right? So if you don't know that they're wrong, so Mela, you're not necessarily allowed, you wouldn't be allowed to say it. Okay. Okay, let's continue. Next one. Sheyachiach esachoyte mitchila. Ubeloshen Raka, this gimel. Ula yuchal lahoyel loy v'yetivay des drachah. You have to actually go to the person first. So now, obviously, the Chafetz Chaim says this is only if the person is likely to listen to you or whatever like that, right? So now, obviously, in a case where someone comes over to you and asks you and says, "Should I lend this guy money?" So now you heard that that Reuben asks, "Should I lend Shimon money?" And you heard Shimon is not honest. So now. You're allowed to be choshish and not lend Shimon money. You're allowed to tell Reuven to be choshish not to lend Shimon money, but they can't believe it. You'll be allowed to do that as long as you know that Reuven, all he's going to do is not lend Shimon. He's not mechuyev to lend the whole world money. So he's not going to lend the money. Now, what are you going to say? No, but you have to go, you have to make sure that she'achich esachoyte mitchila. So you're going to go to Shimon and say, by the way, you're going to start paying back? It doesn't make sense. It's not shayach. In that case, to do that. So therefore, in that case, this Tanai wouldn't apply. He's not going to listen to you, number one. And number two is, even if he says he's listening to you, it's unlikely he actually is. And therefore, that condition won't apply. However, let's say, in the case we said with the babysitter. Okay? So you have this babysitter, and you feel that the babysitter didn't provide enough supervision. So she's one teacher for 15 kids. So first of all, Is that enough? Not enough? And you feel it's not enough. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe that's the normal standard. So clearly, first of all, according to the previous condition, you should look around and see what's the standard for people out there. Okay. but it could be subjective and you feel it's unsafe. So the next thing is you have to go over to the teacher first before you go and spread it out to the whole world and say, no, she's irresponsible and this. Next thing you know, she has no playgroup, right? So what you have to do is you have to go to her first. And you have to go to the teacher first, the babysitter first, and say, look, this was my experience. And in my opinion, I think that I'll be more comfortable recommending you to other people if you had an assistant or you changed your body, you took fewer kids or whatever. So now, she could say one of two things. She could say, oh, you're right. You know, it's a good point. You know, when I was younger, I was able to do it. Now, whatever she'll say. I took too many kids last year or whatever. So she'll say that. So then the issue, you know, you accomplish the issue. And you have no reason to say anything. If she'll say, no, this is my shita, you don't like it, go somewhere else. So then, now you already accomplished this thing. And you already assumed that, you know, the standard would be that in this situation she would have an assistant, let's say. So then you would be allowed to share the information with someone else, saying, probably you still have to see the rest of the Tanaim, provide they have the rest of the Tanaim, but you know, you went to her first. But that's very important, because a lot of the times you can, not always, because the Chafetz Chaim says it has to be a Rebbe, it has to be this, it has to be that, it has to be a person that will listen to you. But if it's not going to be a way, if there's no way that you can accomplish it, you don't have to go to them first. But if there's a way to accomplish it by going to them first, then you would have to do that. Okay, so that would be, oh, and also in the case of the restaurant, same thing, for example. Well, why, you know, so the food came cold or whatever, you know. So you waited an hour. So you go to the guy. The guy says, this is very busy. Three of my waiters were out and this and that. Usually we're much better service, so I'll try to get better. I hear what you're saying. I apologize. So that's one thing. If the guy says, you want my food, wait an hour. And it's good day, isn't it? You know, whatever. So he'll say that this is the way he runs his restaurant. So then you know that that's the policy. So maybe you still need other conditions. But you're mechuyev in a place where you could try to accomplish it yourself. You'd be mechuyev to do it. Now, the interesting thing is, like, there's a few rayas to this. Some of the rayas are pretty shver. Let's go to the next one. Number Dalet. It's also very important. Even if you're going to say it, you can't exaggerate. So you can't go and say, you know, oh yeah, you're going to be there forever. Go to this restaurant, forget it. You're going to be there for a week afterwards and whatever. And you're going to, you know, this babysitter, you know, you're lucky if your kid comes back alive. You know, you can't exaggerate it. You have to say exactly to the point what was the problem. And again, this is Devarim Pshutim. Otherwise, it's Mati Shemra, etc. Okay, what's the fifth one? The fifth one is, we spoke about before, Sheikhavin Lata'elas. V'loi lehonais chas v'sholon me'apagama hu shunais mechaveroi v'loi mitzad sinna sheyesh lo mikvar. So there can't be any sinna, and there can't, and has to be 100% of it being Mechavin Lata'elas. So the Chafetz Chaim says, based on this, if let's say a guy comes to you, and what's Mechavin tells you, you really want to protect people from lending money to people that don't pay back. Now, you yourself don't pay back either. So if you yourself have the same problem, then you're not allowed to say the story. You're not allowed to say Lashon Hara. You know, because obviously, you're not so interested in the Ta'elas of people, right? Because if you were, you would pay them back yourself also. So you have to be Mechavel Ta'elas. And it says, if you have the same Mida as the person you're speaking about, the assumption is that you're not being Mechavel Ta'elas. That's a couple times says later. And he has a very interesting riot to this. He says, even though what you're doing is a good thing, but these type of things are telling you the kavana. What's his raya? It's a very interesting raya. The Gemara in the beginning of Odazar says that Lasid Lovai, the Goyim are going to come to Ribbono Shlom, and they're going to demand schar for all that they provided to Klai Yisrael. They provided roads so that they could drive to Koil. They provided, you know, all these types of services, and all these things were used to be Ma'abra Kavat Shemayim. So, I assume that a couple times learning about the Briskura. So it says over there, the Briskura shot in the Gemara, that the Gemara says over there that, says, Shaitim Atem, you're fools, you know, you don't get tzchah for that. So the Briskura asks, why Shaitim Atem? They're lying, they didn't do it for that reason. So Teretz is, the Briskura says, no, they actually did do it. Hashem was Mesab of it, that they did do it. That's why they did it. That's why the road is there. That's why all these things are there. It's taka for Klal Yisrael. But they don't get tzchah because they weren't mechavim for it. So Chafetz Chaim says, you see from there that even though you accomplished a good thing, but Lemaisa, you didn't wear mechavin for it, so it doesn't count as if you did it. All right, you don't get any schar for that. So it doesn't count as if you did. Now some say you don't get schar, but so what? But anyway, this is his raya. Now, What happens if you can't be mechavim for tells? Maisa, I just went through a very bad experience with this guy. You know, they just there was a shidduch and they just broke off the shidduch, and now all of a sudden someone calls up for information to me. Now they shouldn't have done that, but now they call up. But Maisa, there's taka a real problem. There's taka a real problem. But I can't be mechavim for tells. I can't get my bad feelings out of my system. So what should I do? On the one hand, if I don't say, I'm being over l'sam l'adam reacha. On the other hand, if I do say, I'm being over l'shanar, I'm not mechavim l'talas. So I don't know the answer to that question. There's like a big stira. A lot of achrayim go back and forth about it. You know, what you should do in that case. I'll just read you the lashon mechavim l'talas, hilchos rechilas. Is the whole heter? The whole heter is only because of the lumdus we said before that when you chavim tells it takes off the chavts of the lashon hara. But if it's not taking off the chavts of the lashon, now the shaila is which one is deich and which. I don't. There's no source for that. Yeah, right. So shevat tasadif. The stomach shouldn't say anything. The stomach shevat tasadif. What? Right. You should say, listen. You really, you shouldn't be asking me that question. You know, but the way he says is. The way he says like this,
someone that has one time on Maisan al Dam Reacha, he should do it again.
What?
So the whole heter is not done. Maisan al
Dam Reacha. No, that's why it's a mitzvah to do it. But the heter to do it is because when you mechal tells it's not the heft of Lashon Hara. So Mamela, I'm not being of Lashon Hara. Now I should do it al Samay. But if there is Be'etzen is of Lashon Hara, so now it's a lav against the lav. So now which one to do? So the Chafetz Chaim's Lashon is like this. He says, basically, there's no etza. If you can't work on your midas, he doesn't talk about that guy. He doesn't talk about the guy that can't be figured out his midas. He says that you mechuyev to get the sin out of your heart before you say it. But he doesn't say what happens if you can't. I mean, I guess he held that you could. So work on your midas and then answer the question. Mistamash of Altasa. I mean, if you don't know. So in this sefer, in this sefer, they bring from Rebelli Bevatzvogel, that he was medayik, that maybe if you have both kavanas, you should, but then they bring from a different Rosh Hashiva, that if you have both kavanas, you shouldn't. I don't know. It's not, it's one of those, it's pretty unclear in the sefer, a few different svarim, Ali Be'er, other svarim, non Lashon Hara, they're all mistopic in this, all trying to be daik Chavetz Chaim, rak l'tels, not rak l'tels. It's very unclear what happens in both. The bottom line is that the person, you should not ask someone that's in that situation, and if you're going to tell them, if the person has to say, they should really work on their midas first to, before they say. What? Yeah, but that's, you're not allowed to ask that person. It's not true you get your information. It's full of negias. You're not going to get your information from there. You're not going to get honest information from there. Okay, number six. Number six is Muyochol Lesabev on page 8. Imuyochol Lesabev Esatoelis Azoyis Gufa Beitzacheres. This is Meredika Ezach from the Chavetz Chaim. He says that if you could figure out a different way to do it without saying any of the Lashon Hara, that's what you should do. So, what's the makar for that? He says, brings a raya from one of his rayas is from like other places in Shas that it's Efshalasai there. If it's it's Efshalakayim Shneim. I mean, obviously, all that doesn't really fit the way we're explaining it because it's not a Dechia Dika issue. So, but his first raya is a very interesting raya. His first raya is from Achan, that Yeshua, the Achan was moil in the Chayrim, and when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, they made a Chayrim, no one should take anything, and Achan was moil in the Chayrim. Because of Achan being moil in the Chayrim, there's a big plague in Klal Yisrael, and Yeshua wanted to know who was moil in the Chayrim. So he asked Rabbeinu Shlomo, who was moil in the Chayrim? And Hashem said, V'chid d'leter ani, I should say Al-Shanara. I'm not telling you. So Yeshua said, Chash, I know. So Rabbeinu Shlomo says, Leich hatel gerolis. Go make a girl, and the girl is going to fall on Achan. So it's a pliyatsuma. So what you see from there is, even though bevade the thing is going to come out, you're going to find out the information you need. But it's better not to say it. If you don't have to say it, better not to say it, even though you're not protecting the guy, because the guy's going to, it's going to come out anyway.
But it's the one that's making it come out.
Right, well.
Writing it down better.
Right. So, yeah. So the Vilna Gaon says that it's better to if you could say it in 5 words, and don't say it in 6 words. The Vilna Gaon says that every word of Lashon Hara is another Avera. If you could say it in three, not in four. The extra word, you have no heter on. He says if you could be Meramzit, be Meramzit. If you could point and not say it, don't say it. Anything could be Memait and saying it, you should Memait and say it. This is a Pli Atzuma, but it's a Mefurish in the Gemara, the way Chavetz Chaim is learning the Gemara. It's an open Gemara. That even though it's going to come out, right? And the Aruch Haim HaKadosh says even more Gishma. Aruch Haim HaKadosh says, he asks Akasha, that by the eagle, it says Moshe Rabbeinu went, and it said by the eagle, he was on, and it says Raid Kishiris Amcha. So Frekta Achaima Kodesh V'chidileterani, I thought Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't say Lashon Hara. Why is he saying to Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know the Kais of the eagle. He's in Har Sinai. He says Raid Kishiris Amcha. They did a bad thing. Well, why is Rabbeinu Shalom telling him that? He's going to go down. Find out in a minute. As if Frekta Achaim says V'chidileter Rabbeinu Shalom. He says Hashem doesn't say Lashon Hara about Kais. So he says no, because since right at that moment Moshe Rabbeinu lost a little bit of his status, raid Migdula Ascha. So you have to tell him, why am I taking away your Migdula? I have to tell you why I'm taking away your Gedula, because Shichei Samcha. But Stamazoi, why? Because then you could fix it. But he says, Stamazoi, even though Moshe Rabbeinu would have found that in a minute, he's going to go down. What's Aruch Haim asking? He's saying, we shouldn't have told him. He should have waited until he goes down and sees it himself. So it's not an issue of saving the person. It's an issue of the Chavetz Chaim's Vart is, you shouldn't say the Lashon Hara if you don't have to. So if you could be Meramazina. Now Kol Shekein, if you could just say without saying any of the story. So the case of the babysitter. Let's say you talk all the other tonight, and you know that you know, the person calling your friend is not going to be happy with the baby. You just say, by the way, I think that there's another lady's opening up a baby, and I think that schedule will work better for you. Or Rabbi Forsheimer says that by a shidduch, that you should say, and some people don't like this etzah, but that if someone calls up and you know that there's a problem, and you know that you tell them the problem that you know, they're not going to do the shidduch. So obviously, if you could say, oh, I have another recommendation for you, that's a good idea. But if he says, it's even better to just say nothing and say, look, I'm your friend. Trust me, this shidduch's not for you. Or not trust me, don't make it so severe. Just say, I don't think it's going to work. I don't think this shidduch's for you. I know the people, it's not your type. It's not going to work for you. So now some people will say that's even worse. Now you're opening up a whole Pandora's box. Like maybe the guy's a lot worse. So, but Lemaisa, that's what he writes over there, is that you should rather just say nothing and say, I don't see the shidduch. I don't see it. You know, it's not a good shidduch. Without saying anything negative, then it's better to do that if possible.
You can be giving someone else to say much more, maybe more. You yourself know.
No, it doesn't matter. But that's not your. That's not the thing. Right. Right. If the other person, I don't know what they're going to do. If I say it's not a shidduch, they're going to trust me. So let's move on. No. What do you mean? That's what he's asking. I mean, they're not going to suffice with what you say, right?
No, I'm saying like you were just dealt with one of the stealth men all along, so that you didn't say.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's any better, because then that person's saying it. I was wondering in that case. I'm not sure. Okay? So that means that you're not really, that you should really try to be might as much as possible. Okay. The last tonight is Shlo Yisoyev Aydei Asipor Azel Anid and Yosef Mekfi Adin. This is a little complicated, but that no nezek should come out to the person you're talking about more than what they deserve. So let's say this playgroup teacher, they can handle 10 kids, but they can't handle 20. So if you go ahead and spread the whole world, they're going to close down. So Lav Dafka, you have the right to close them down. They didn't do anything bad enough to deserve them from closing down. Or let's say the partner. You know, if all these cases we spoke before, he's not honest. He stole from someone else. But that's not enough that he should be kicked out of this business necessarily unless he stole from here. So any time that a nezek could happen more than what's kafid adin, then you're allowed. Now they all ask, does that mean, what about handing over someone to the authorities? So is that, you know, because lav dafka, the authorities are going to deal with it the way Beis Din would deal with it, with a certain issue. So therefore, you know, maybe you're saying Lashon Hara, you're being mazik the guy more than what's kafi adin. So on that, kipshuta, it depends. I mean, so obviously, I'm not going to talk about that whole topic right now, or at all. But the akoponim, if it's to save you from hezek or anybody from a damage, that's mota. If it's just to get back money that you're owed or something like that, maybe that's different. But if it's to save future hezek, is like a roidif. To save someone from future hezek, then it's a mefursha halach and chosh mishpat that you're allowed to hand them over to the authorities. It means it's going to be more. But other than that, in a regular case like this, Chofetz Chaim says you have to be careful not to be mazik the person more than what happened. So now let's just take some examples and let's see if we could play it out quickly through these 7 to 9. Okay, so these are the 7 to 9. So a child tells a parent about something a teacher did, and the parent is upset. Can they share the information with other parents? So first of all, hearing from a child doesn't mean much. Second of all, most you can be chayshish for it. Chayshish for it means you can't cause the person to lose their job. So all the parents are going to start ganging up on this teacher. You know, you can't do that. Second of all, telling it to another parent is lav dafka any sort of ta'elas. And you have to know if you're mechavim ta'elas altogether, you're just trying to protect your kid or whatever. But at most, so obviously, therefore, I don't know if you have any of the tanoim, but the first thing you should do is call the teacher, obviously. Call the teacher and try to verify the story. So if that's out. Once you do that, then you know, the teacher will say, yeah, that's what happened. And then you have to go to the people that there's a ta'elis and telling it to them. Telling to all the parents is very lav dafka ta'elis. You should tell it to the print, however you would go about accomplishing the ta'elis. What? Okay. Obviously, all these kids, I'm just, you know, but so then you have to figure out a different way to do it. There's no way to do it. I don't know. Chavetz Chaim doesn't talk about that. What happens if going to them? You know, he says if you can't give musa to the person, maybe, but if if you can't go to the person, so figure out a different way to tell us. But just to make a noise and there's no tell us, that's a problem. Okay, we'll talk about the lending the money, as long as it's going to only be lachosh is okay. We talked about the babysitter case, that you should go to the person first, and even if not, you have to make sure that the people will react appropriately. And what we spoke about is putting a negative review. Kipshuta putting a negative review, like we said, a lot of people said, you don't know who's reading it, and therefore most people will believe it. And even if not, it could be that the person will get undue damage, will get nizik more than what really they deserve. So, and you have to know that Alpidin, you are correct. As far as just in business, again, like we said, it would depend if they were any business or they were going into business. As far as in general, in Shidduchim, just a klal, the general klal is that anything which the derech, the das of people, is that they would not do the shidduch. In general, you don't know about this person, but the accepted norm in this society is that they would not do the shidduch in this if they knew this information. So then it depends. If you think that the other side will eventually reveal it in time for the person to decide, then you don't have to say anything. But if you don't think that they will, then maybe you have to say l'chatchila. I'm saying there's a general call them, obviously. I'm not. And something which, again, also, it's only if there'll be a to'elis. If they're not going to listen to you anyway, then you shouldn't say anything. And something which the derech of people is not to be makbid on, so then you're not mechuyev to say it. And I'm mechuyev to say it in the stomach, there's no necessary reason to say it. If you know, or they mention to you, the poskim do say, if they mention to you, the derech olam is not to be makbid on this, but I'm makbid on it. So since they're makbid, they have a to'elis, they're allowed to be people, you know, I'm not mechuyev to get married to anybody, I'm allowed to have my akpada. So mela, if the person has a specific akpada, and they ask about that, then you're allowed to share with them that specific information that they asked for, or that you know that they will be makbid on, even if it's not the regular norm.
The case we're still mentioned about the son becoming friends with the kid who might be bad.
I skipped that one the second time around. Mistoma over there, it's lachush. So I'm not I'm allowed to control my son. The son doesn't have to be friends with this other person. So even if you heard it, but you heard it together, lachush, you're allowed to protect the kid. There's no concept that you're going to go to the other boy who's the bad influence first. I mean, there's no, he is who he is. And memela, mistam, if you're mechanel to Ellis, then you'll be allowed to tell to the parent because you're protecting the child. Mechanel to Ellis, you have mistam all the time. And that would be okay. The only thing to say would be, what about, can you have to go to the kid first? But some of that's not shy. You're not going to change the kid by having a conversation with him. So therefore, that would be okay. You heard it, so you're doing lachosh. So doing it lachosh is okay.
It's not more.
He's not.
The reality is, many times, what will end up happening? In other words,
no, I'm not.
Okay, and then he's going to be friends with another kid. So
eventually this kid's going to have no friends.
Well,
it depends on the matzah.
Okay, so obviously it depends on the matzah. And I don't know if that's more than kafi adin. I mean, the point is that every kid that could be affected by him, it could be that you can protect them. You just and as far as you don't know the information firsthand, but you heard it to be choshish, so you're allowed to protect someone else lachosh as well. So again, so Maisa is a big problem, and schools are more aware of it than in the past. That's dumb. You have a whole bunch of teachers. If there's no ta'alis and talking about a child in front of other teachers, there's no hetter to do that.
To warn a teacher
next year, not in front of the whole... Yeah, but often what happens is they have teacher meetings with like 10 teachers. Now, not all the fourth grade teachers are having all the fourth grade kids, right? So the third grade teachers are going to say... All the bad third, all the kids in third grade that need extra attention or have their problem, their issues in front of all the fourth grade teachers. So the other fourth grade teachers have no ta'alas in hearing this information. So it's not possible. So now I think in general there's more awareness on this thing because Chavetz Chaim is clear that it's lafshan har and ketanim. If it's going to be mazik them, if it's not going to be mazik them, then you know lav dafkut lafshan har. You know what you're saying is like this, like that. You know, I have one other suffix. One suffix that this was, I didn't start with it because this was in a shayla someone asked me, but I was thinking about the case. All the other cases were shaylas that people asked. What happens if someone's going to a store and you know that the store is a ripoff? You know the store is very expensive. Okay, now, I was thinking, it really depends what happens if the store is oyna, is it lamal ma oyna? There's a share of 16%. So if it's 16% more than the market value, so it's mamash oyna. If it's not oyna, they're just overpriced. So you got to go and tell somebody, you know, don't shop there. It's a ripoff, right? So if the person that now you have to know, it's not clear. Obviously you know it, and you know you have all the tannaim basically because you know it for a fact. What? Yeah, the store owner's not changing anything because you said something. And what? Okay, but this guy's also not mechuyev to buy there. I'm talking more like a one-time thing than again, like furniture or something like you know, something like that, you know. So if the guy's doing like nah, so now are you allowed to publicize that he's doing like nah? So what? So Ilamaisa, again, so you have to mechamotel, so you have to know that it's a nah, you have to know that it's aser, and also you have to know if they're already, you know, how much involved in the I saw in one of the swarm that they said that case would be okay because you're saving another person from being this on it. If they already bought it and they could return it, now you have to do the other shiloh because, you know, unless they could verify it themselves and see the facts. But otherwise, they're just going to trust you. Maybe that's a problem. I don't know. You have to know. When? Right, so then you don't have a cheskes iser. It's different because you're saying to else, and now he's going to accept it all. So now it's a shayla of the new iser. It's neiver on the Kabbalah.
Most people are not going to accept
the shayla. Most people are not so interested necessarily in this guy's information. It doesn't. I don't need to know about this person. It's only going to get to me if he's my partner. But it's as much as otherwise, move on. Like I don't know if I need to know this guy's whole history. You know, so. I don't know. You know, if you have to, Chavetz Chaim says klar, you have to be aware of who you're saying it to. Okay. Any slight questions?